Father Michael Flager is, of course,
now he needs more gentle demeanor.
Let's let him join this conversation. Father Flager, you're on. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been better, but I'm okay.
I appreciate you joining us. I saw you on Channel 9 this morning. I have a few minutes left at my close of my program here. We're about to hear Kim Fox, but you're a longstanding priest in the Archdiocese and a social activist in Chicago. What's your thought? What's your hopefulness this morning, Father?
Well, my hope is a number of things. I think, number one, obviously I condemn, you know, whenever we can never let our anger and our outrage lead us to violence and destruction, because it doesn't win. There's nowhere to go with that. I hope that we'll take the time to realize how vulnerable and unstable the city is right now. As I think Jim said when he called a few while ago, there's been tremendous neglect and abandonment of the south sides and the west sides. People are hurt. People are angry. People are hopeless. There's got to be some change. There's got to be some investment. They've got to see something that they can put energy toward, because right now we don't have that. But at the same time, I think we've got to listen to people. And I don't know why we're not having across this city conversations with government, with brothers from the street, with the activists and the corners and the city and the police department, everybody sitting down and saying, okay, what can we do? How do we start putting together a plan and a strategy right now to help out these communities? I mean, I look here at Auburn Gresham. I'll tell you, I've never seen things worse than they are right now. They're terrible right now. And I'm concerned about, you know, we have $1.8 billion police budget. We've had the highest violence in June and July in the history of Chicago. We had the incident last night. We have a broken relationship between police and law and citizens. Whatever we're doing is not working. So how do we sit down and say, listen to people, talk to people, and put together a strategy and a plan going forward? We've got to go forward with some constructive action. We took aggressive action about COVID-19, and we should. But now we can take constructive action about decades of disinvestment and hopelessness and anger. And I don't think people realize that, you know, I said this back in June after the looting. If we don't do something, understand this is the beginning. People are angry, and all it needs is light a match, and a fire just burns, and people just respond without thinking, they're just out of emotion and out of anger. And then the last thing I say is, I don't know how we miss this on social media. If we have folks listening and watching in the police department around the clock, and I heard the superintendent say this morning, this was not orchestrated, but it sounded pretty orchestrated to me. People beating at 87th Street, taking a caravan downtown, you know, somebody should have hit a heads up on this, listening, saying, hey, we need to jump into action before this thing takes off. And I just think we missed something there. And I'm not blaming the police for what happened. I'm just saying we got to be on top of stuff like this, and I don't know how we missed that.
Father, sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I got a minute left, guys. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Father, it seems to me like we are facing a very acute instant problem that requires a long-term solution, and there's a conflict there that I don't know how you get around.
Yeah, that's the dilemma.
No, you're absolutely right. It is a long-term solution because it's been a long-term coming about. But we got to start someplace. We got to put together a strategy. There got to be some. I sit here in 79th and Racine, and all I've seen this community just get worse and worse and worse, a neglect and abandonment. CVS closed on 79th and Halstead. Bank of America closed 79th. This is before COVID-19.
It's not going to help. Though when they start looting the very businesses that do try and put a foothold in there, Father.
No, I'm not denying that, but I'm saying at the point when you feel hopeless and you have nothing to lose anyway, you don't care. And I'm not condoning that. I'm just trying to affect the reality that when nobody cares, when people have nothing to live for and nothing's changed and there's not no promise of change, yeah. I don't care what happens anymore.
Yeah, I can understand that attitude. Lori Lightfoot spoke earlier today. Kim Fox has her turn at 12 noon. We're going to carry that live. On that note, I'll let you go, but we'll talk to you again later this week, Father.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. It's 11:57. News is next.